بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا الى الله باذنه وسراجا منيرا فما بعد فقال تعالى يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم اعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم اصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear respected brothers and sisters, I want to talk to you about the third part of the three-part khutbah that we have been doing for the last 2 weeks, and that is how to ace the test called life. And the third piece of advice of Hatim al-Asam rahmatullahi alayhi, which we were taking as the basis of this, where he said, learn to love giving more than receiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu reminded us in the Quran, the ayat before ayat al-Kursi, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's introduction of himself in all his magnificence and glory. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفع والكافرون هم الظالمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, O you who believe, spend from what we have given before the time comes, when there will be no bargaining and no friendship, and there will be no intercession. And those who do not believe are the zalimun, they are the transgressors. My brothers and sisters, in the last 1 week, I got news of the death of two of my closest friends. Friendship of over 40 plus years. In the last 1 year that I have been here, I have lost 8 friends with ages ranging between 40 and 70. Today, after the salah, we will have the janazah of our dear sister Naz's mother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her Jannat al-Firdaus al-Ala bi ghairi hisab. Death is a reality that we all know and accept here in our head. The key thing is to get it down inside, into the heart. There is a character in Arabic literature called Juha, and his equivalent in Farsi and Turkish and Urdu literature is Mulla Nasruddin. Both of these were actual life people, they existed. And they were actually very wise people, but who taught in terms of, in ways which were funny. So there are a lot of Mulla Nasruddin and Juha so-called jokes, but they're not jokes, they are actually serious, food for serious thought. Somebody asked Juha, do you know when is the day of judgment? He said, yes. So they said, well, when is it? He said, there are two. It's not one, there are two. He said, one is Qiyamatul Sughra. He said, it's a small Qiyamah. And the other one is Qiyamatul Kubra, which is the big Qiyamah. So the man said, well, when is this Qiyamah? When are these two? Qiyamatul Sughra and Kubra. He said, Qiyamatul Sughra, the small Qiyamah, is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather everybody and Allah will be on his throne and so on and so forth. And Qiyamatul Kubra is when I face my death. So the man said to him, you got this thing upside down. You got this completely wrong. How is it Qiyamatul Sughra when you are on the day of the Hashar and Allah is there and on his throne and all the people are gathered? He said that is Qiyamatul Sughra because the one on the throne is Rahmanur Rahim, Ghafurur Rahim. That is not my problem. He said Qiyamatul Kubra, the big Qiyamah, is when I will face my death and I will be alone. And there is no one to help me. That is the real Qiyamah. As far as I am concerned, that is the real Qiyamah. The other one is, you know, in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Allah is the most forgiving. But when I am facing my death, he said, I am alone. There is no one to help me. As I told you, it's not a joke. This is the day that is going to come for every single one of us. And every time we go to a janazah or we hear about somebody is passing away, that is not about that person, it is about me. It's a reminder to me. And that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do something about that day before the day comes. Spend from what we have given you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described that in stark detail, because a day is going to come when all the things that you used to rely upon in this life. In this life, alhamdulillah, we live among good people, we live among friends, even strangers. If there is a problem, if there is some issue, if there is some emergency, if some difficulty, somebody will always come to your aid. It's like a friend of mine who says, you know, I asked him, I said, what happened if you go and you die in a strange place, nobody knows you? He said, have you ever heard of a body that was never buried? He said, somebody will bury. So in this world, in this life, whatever happens, whatever we may face, we have become used to the fact that there will always be somebody, people will help us without asking. Some people, if you ask, they will help. There is someone. But on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا بَيْءٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خُلَّةٌ وَلَا شَفَعٌ. We know all of this. Whatever I'm telling you is not new. It's not new for you. It's not new for me. As I told you, the issue is to believe it. And the proof of belief is action. It is not a static belief. I believe this. So what? I believe wearing a safety belt is essential when I'm driving a car. But when I'm driving, I have no safety belt. So where's the belief? In this pandemic situation, I believe that wearing a mask, covering nose and face, maintaining distance, not hugging, not touching people, not touching each other, not shaking hands, all of the precautions, washing your hands, sanitizing. If I tell you, I believe all of this is necessary, and then you see that I'm not doing it, you might say, well, you know, what belief is this? The proof of belief is action. When we say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. What is the proof of that belief? What you and I, alhamdulillah, are about to do now, which is salah. That we worship Allah. If I say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and then the time of salah comes and I'm not praying, then where is the belief? There is no belief. There's no evidence of this belief. Even if it's in my heart, so what? It has to be expressed in terms of action. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand this, the reality of death, and to give us the tawfiq to prepare for it, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has advised us and warned us over and over again. In time that when we go, insha'Allah al-musta'an, we will be able to look forward to whatever we send ahead of us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرٌ وَعَظَمَ أَجْرًا. Whatever you have sent before, you will find it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an enhanced situation, more beautiful, bigger, more rewarding. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us that, insha'Allah. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursalin Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira Fa'amma ba'du faqala ta'ala inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alaihi wa sallimu taslima Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun Majid. My brothers and sisters, as I told you, the key is to learn to love giving more than receiving. Not just to love giving, to love giving more than receiving. Now it is a strange statement that I'm making, and I'm aware of that, because it is human nature to love receiving more than giving. From our earliest ages, it's human nature. Give a toy or whatever to a little child, 2 years old or something, and ask him to give it back, he won't give it. Although he just got it from you. Even if you tell him, give me this, I'll give you 10 times more. No. What I have in my hand, I have. It is human nature to love receiving more than giving. So how can we love giving more than receiving? I want you to pay attention. Among the many things that distinguish us from the Sahaba is our understanding of investment. Investment. And therein lies the key to how we can change our attitude and our entire outlook about giving and receiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu said, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِيَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَأَسِيٌ عَلِيمٌ. Which means Allah said the example of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like the example of a grain of corn. It grows 7 years and each year has 100 grains. Allah gives manifold increase in addition to this to whom He pleases, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all sufficient for His creatures' needs and all knower. I want to say to you 2 words. One word is sacrifice. What we say in Urdu, Qurbani, sacrifice. And the second word is investment. Now I submit to you that this word sacrifice is something that we should delete, completely remove from our vocabulary when we are talking about Islam and we are talking about spending in the path of Allah. Completely. It's a totally illogical word. It has no place being there. Whoever has been using the word, they are wrong. And I'm about to give you dalil and proof of how they are wrong. And I'll give you dalil from the Quran itself. But before that, I want you to think about the word. What is the meaning of sacrifice? How can I do a sacrifice? What would be called a sacrifice? For anything to be a sacrifice, there are 2 conditions that must be satisfied. First one is, the thing that I want to sacrifice, whatever it is, should belong to me. The thing that I want to sacrifice should belong to me. I cannot sacrifice Dr. Zubair's car in the path of Allah. Right? I can't do that because it doesn't belong to me. It's his car. You cannot sacrifice whatever I have in the path of Allah. It belongs to me, not to you. So for something to be able to be sacrificed, that thing must belong to the person who wants to sacrifice it. That's the first condition. Completely, it is yours. You haven't hired it. You have not, nothing. It's yours. It belongs to me. I can do whatever I want with it. Second condition is, that after you do that, there should be no return for it. You should not get anything in return for that. I cannot say, for example, that I just sacrificed my car for $100,000. You didn't sacrifice your car, you sold it. No, but I lost it. Yeah, sure, you lost it, but you got $100,000. Right? So how is it a sacrifice? 2 conditions. It must belong to you and you must get no return. Now take these 2 conditions and apply it to what we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. whatever it is, whether it is my money, whether it is my effort, my energy, my time, my talent, my strength, my resources, my influence, who does it belong to? And you know, I'm not just being sort of pious. How do you decide if you control and you something belongs to you? If you don't have it, you should be able to create it. And if you lose it, you must be able to get it back. Two conditions. So my life, if I lose it, can I get it back? My health, if I lose it, can I get it back? My wealth, if I lose it, can I get it back? Take it, apply it to anything you want. So is it yours? In Urdu, there's a beautiful shair about somebody who dies in the path of Allah. And the shair is, Jaan di, di hui usi ki thi. Haq to ye hai ki haq adana hua. He said, I gave my life, but really it belonged to him. The truth is that I did not satisfy the haq of the one who created the life. It was his own thing, I gave it back to him, so what? It wasn't mine. Anything we spend in the path of Allah, my first condition of sacrifice must belong to you. As I have proven to you, I hope, nothing belongs to us. It is all given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And if and when I am spending it in the path of Allah, I am only returning to Allah some of what He gave me. He gave me a lot, I am giving Him back some of that. Tawfiq for that also comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second condition, I must get no return. I just told you the ayat of the Quran, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Did Allah say sacrifice? Find me the word sacrifice in the Quran with regard to this. Every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to spend in His path, He always told us the return for that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying what? He is saying spending in the path of Allah is like one grain, one seed. What you are putting is only one seed, and Allah gives you 700 times. What do you call that kind of return? Therefore, do not use the word sacrifice, use the word investment. Because that is what it is. Now think about this. I began by saying what? That it is human nature to like receiving, not giving. But if you look at spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are giving, are you giving? No, you are actually receiving. Because you are investing. You are investing, and you understand the investment, the return on that investment, guaranteed by whom? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Guaranteed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So you are investing in the path of Allah, and the investment is guaranteed by the one who never breaks his word. And it is guaranteed by the one who controls everything. You know, one of the issues about guarantees, I may guarantee you something and I will not break my word, but there may be things which are beyond my control. So you gave me some money, you put some money into my business, and I promised you a certain return, and then the time comes, I say, Subhanallah, what do I do? And the whole economic, the whole market collapsed. You agree, I agree, but you lost your money. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both of these things don't apply to Allah. Allah is in control. And Allah is always in control. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never breaks His word. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will give you 700 times what you invest. And then, my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu speaks in keeping with His majesty and grace. Wallahu yuza'ifu liman yasha. The 700 is only for you to count. Allah does not count and give. Allah will increase how much in keeping with His majesty and grace. I submit to you that inshallah, if we start thinking about giving in this context, which is, remove the word sacrifice from your language. Substitute for that the word investment. Think of what you spend in the path of Allah as investing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seriously, think about that. Because that's what it is. If we believe the Quran and we believe the Quran and we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe in the meeting with Him, then we believe in His promises, and His promises that He will give 1 to 700 times and more. If we do that, inshallah, then we will never ever have a problem as far as investing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. Bank with Allah. Because that banking is completely halal, and that banking gives you the best return that you can ever imagine. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable us to spend in His path what He has given us, and to keep giving us more and more so we can spend more and more in His path. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you without hisab and not to take hisab. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you without hisab and enable you to spend all of it in His path and to die empty, completely used up in the service of everyone who lives on the face of the earth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. رَبَّنَا فَقْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيَّاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ آمين يا رب العالمين. يا عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، عدوا يستجب لكم، ولا ذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أخي مسلم.